for hearing, if you are joyful, it will all be absorbed.
所以我很关心，就是说，如果你们是很紧张跟很就是没有喜乐的心哈，没学哈，到六点哈，其实你什么都没有听进去，你只是觉得前面那个人很吵。
And so if you don't have, if you are not joyful right now and find it very anxious and very difficult, and then until 6 o'clock you will not have learned anything.
就是你回到家，你其实什么都没有记得哦，你就是觉得他很吵，因为你不能睡觉。
Meaning, you go home and then. You will not have remember anything, and you just feel like this person up front is just making a lot of noise, and
so
you can't sleep well.
学习，我会一直打断他，对不起，我很不好的习惯。学习一定要在喜乐的情境。
And so to learn, you provide a very joyful atmosphere.
那你就要去想一想看，你想要你的孩子学习的时候，那个情境是什么？
And so also reflect to when you want your children to learn, what kind of that atmosphere are they also have?
想一想看哦。
Think about it.
因为你很想他学，可是那个情境是很紧张的时候，他没有听到。
So if you want them to learn and you provide a very nervous atmosphere, then for them, they would not have heard anything.
Okay, 喜乐啊，我们默祷。
So let's be happy.
圣灵在我们当中工作。
Let's pray in silence so that Holy Spirit may dwell among us.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续学习。
And so in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
学习要喜乐。
Let's learn how to be joyful.
没啦，学习一定要喜乐。
To learn, we must, in order to learn, we must be joyful.
你自己去制造喜乐的情境，在家庭里跟你跟孩子说话的情境。
And so provide a very joyful environment between you and your children, that environment for them to learn.
也就是说，现在不要一直告诉我你的孩子有多坏。
So that is to say, don't keep telling me how bad your children is.
因为刚刚那节课已经说了，他多坏其实是你多坏。
And so what I basically got from the trying to say the first session is, if they are bad, that just to show how bad you are.
对，因为很多家长来跟我讲的时候，哇，数落他十大罪状给我听。就他会数他的孩子有十个很大的罪给我听。
Oh, so when I sometimes see parents and they will tell me the great sins of their children.
我都静静的。
And then I'm very quiet.
因为我就看一，他有；二，他也有；三，他通通都有。
And then I saw one, the mother or the parents also have two. They also have three. They also have.
所以你不要随随便便来我面前告你孩子的状。
And so don't just casually come before me and tell me how bad your children are.
我会笑。
Because I actually will laugh.
所以来告我说我的孩子怎么好怎么好怎么好 ，OK?
And so when you come to me, you should say, "Oh, how good your children are, this and that."
Yeah, 因为同时我就看到啊，你有一，你有二，你有三。
And then I was like, "Oh, yeah, you have these good things too, 1, 2, and 3."
我们有时候跟孩子说话的时候，真的想要他听我们说话，对不对？我们会急，一急。那个气氛就糟了。
Sometimes we really want to talk to our children, communicate with our children, but we become very impatient, and then that is no good.
一急，那个气氛一糟，你后面所讲的五分钟的话，我刚刚已经说什么，就飘过去了。
Because as I mentioned before, if you are saying things while you are anxious or impatient, what you just said from there on, your children, their mindset is already not there. Their mind already floated away.
你有听过神讲话吗？
Have you ever heard God speak to you?
没有吧？
No, probably not.
可能有人啊，那你等一下跟我做见证。
You can say your testimony to me.
他的声音很小。
A voice is very small.
可是他其实很大。
But he's magnificent.
一定比我们大声的。
Much more louder than us.
可是从圣经你去看，他很多时候是小声的。
But then you look at the Bible, the Scripture, how God speaks. It's all very, very, very gentle. Very
风吹吹啦。
The wind blows and the voice of God came.
长一棵树给你看。
Then a tree is growing and then he spoke.
很创意，他很创意呢。
He's very creative.
他如果在现代，吼，大师傅。
And then, so if he's in our world speaking to us, he must be a master.
他要叫约拿回头，他种树给他看。
So he wants Jonah to repent or to return.
你有那个耐心种树啊？
Then he planted a tree. Do you have that patience to plant a tree?
你小孩哦，不要不要不要不要，来，妈咪种一棵树给你。
You say your parents they're going no no I don't want this and that. You say here mother will plant a tree for you.
我们不会，因为我们急呀、啊、
，because we're so impatient.
那我们声音一急就大。
And so when we're impatient, our voice, our vocal becomes really loud.
呀，我跟你讲，一大声哈、哦，那个脑哈、哦、就跳动啊。
And so when we become loud, you'll see the way our brain works.
我们的脑、哦、很像豆腐花。
Our brain is like tofu.
那豆腐花哦。
Like mush tofu. Right?
我也不知道。豆腐好像比较方方的、哦、看起来啦 它要有一个限制。脑比较豆腐花。
So you could say brain, because tofu still has some firmness and shape, but a brain is more like mush tofu.
那它中间、哦、就是很多数不清的、哦、很多很多的那个神经线 nerve, 它就是这样一直的放电一直的传
电。There are uncountable numbers of nerves inside the brain.
那我们的脑呢 很奥妙。就是说它是一个循环的练习在大脑里面。
What's miraculous about our brain, how they function, is that it, a process, there's a, it's like a cycle. It processes things like a cycle.
就是说我们的脑会先有一些情绪感觉出来。
And first is that there are some emotions that may come out.
然后呢再来它就会自己评估 evaluate 说这样的情绪是怎么样的
？And then next, it will try to evaluate that situation.
然后他评估完之后，他就会有动作出来。
And then after evaluation, they will have an action.
就是他的脑就会告诉他这样子做。
Meaning the brain will tell the person that this is what you need to do.
一做出来的时候，他又
once you do that,
他又评估。
And then once you do that, then you will evaluate once again.
他自动的哦，他又评估。
It's very automatic.
那一评估之后，他就会确定。
And then once you evaluate, then you will confirm.
他确定就是说啊，这样子做是对的。
And then you will confirm that, oh, what I just did is good, is right.
就又回到他的大脑的感觉。
And then it goes back again to the process of how do you feel, the emotion.
啊，很快乐。
And then you say, oh, I'm happy because I made that decision.
这个就开始不断的这件事情就开始不断的不断的一直循环。
And so this one event can trigger multiple cycles, this whole process over and over again.
这个很简单，就是说我们
very simple.
我们大脑简单的介绍说，它其实就是这样子的。
And so this is our how our brain works. This is just the cycle process that it has.
这个 cycle 是可以训练的。
This cycle can be trained.
从很小的孩子身上开始训练。
Once they are children is very little, they can be trained.
如果我们忘记了这个训练的时候呢，我们只是给他饭吃。
So if they forget this process, all you got to do is give them food to eat.
我们一定会给他饭吃，对不对？
You will definitely give your child food to eat.
给他衣服穿，对不对？
Or clothing to wear.
抱抱他，亲亲他。
Give him hugs and kisses.
你还会做什么？
And what else can you do?
陪他玩。
You play with them.
Okay, 这都是用人做的事。
And this is what we use.
你找一个 maid 就可以了。
Then you, these are things the maid can do. You can just find a higher hand.
听懂我在讲什么吗？
You know what I'm trying to
say? 我刚刚讲的这些东西，你找一个人就可以做这个事。
What I just all described to you, you can find someone to do it. Anyone can do this.
只有一件事。
Just only one thing.
是你要做的。
That you must do.
教他。
Teach.
教。
Teach.
因为你教就是在训练这个。
Because when you are teaching them, you are actually teaching them this
你有看过你有看过你的佣人、哦、我不知道你们有没有找请佣人就是那种 maid 然后你托给他带 babysitting 对不对
You ever see a maid or a babysitter?
你看他有在教你的孩子吗
Do you actually see them actually teaching your children? Very few
他要吃就给他吃啊
What they, your children hungry
叫你来顶啊嘞
The, what they, if their, your children are hungry, they give them food to eat.
啊，他不要吃，就把它倒掉啊。
And if he doesn't want to eat anymore, throw the food away.
你们没有看，有装 camera 吗？
You draw, put a security camera.
你们好像好单纯哈、哦，这个世界，世界很危险。就是他们不做这些的，他们就是你要什么给你什么。
And what they do is whatever the children wants at the time, you just give it to them.
一直一直看打手机啊，一直看，一直看。
And then they just call on their cell phone.
一直聊天啊。
And they
我又要吃了哈，可以讲。
And then they talk with their friends. And then, oh, the baby wants to eat something. And then
叫做佣人。啊，你如果变成这样子， 很可惜。
If you are a parent and you are doing just the same thing,
父母很多时候说我尽了我的责任。
Many times I hear parents say, I did the best I could.
少一点点。
Just one little thing.
最重要。
The most important thing.
教他。
Is to teach.
可是他怎么教呢？
How do they teach?
很多的父母教他的时候就是这样哇。
No, no, many times the parents teach, they just go berserk and scream.
你们有看过那个那种什么恐龙的电影，有一种龙齁。
Have you ever seen dinosaur movie?
一出来的时候那个舌头会这样出来的，有没有？
And then you ever seen this dinosaur that the special tongue that moves, comes out really fast?
Yeah, 我小时候看我的妈妈就像这样。
When I was little, and I looked at my mother, and that's how she was.
我不是说她是长这样，是说
I'm not saying she grew up to look like that.
就是说我们小时候有想象力。
I'm saying that when we were little, we all have a very creative mind.
所以我们的所有六岁之前的小孩子充满了想象力。
And so your children that's before 6 years of age, their mind is very creative, all imaginations.
啊，所以你要教他东西，如果是
And so if you want to teach them, and your expression is like that of this dinosaur, like
他会笑，spitting. 他会笑。
And then they'll actually start laughing.
他一笑你怎么办？
Once they start laughing, what are you going to do?
挑战你的主权欸。
Is you feel like, oh, they are challenging my authority.
我现在正在教你。
I'm trying to be serious and teach you something.
你竟然这样。
But then now you are pointing your finger at me and laughing.
一定不知道怎么样就把它扭过来了嘛。
And then you will probably just
你很有方法的。
And then you have your other methods.
然后就 listen.
And then you'll shake him and say, listen.
那个眼睛就变大。
And then your eyes get all big and you'll say, listen.
哎，他要一直忍着笑欸。
And then the child will try to hold back his own laughter.
一直忍，他要一直忍，因为真的很好笑。
Because you're trying to hold back is for him, it's very funny.
因为他看到的东西是不一样的。
Because what he just experienced, what he saw was very different.
那这样的情境呢，对脑呢，是做这样的事情。
And when this happened, this is what happens to the brain.
就是你用一个 message, 一个声音，忽然间这样，轰，这样进去。
You use a message or your voice, your vocal to go right straight into their brain.
而且还要摇它。
And then you shake them.
你有看过有家长跟小孩讲话，哎，安有无？
You ever seen a parent stoop down and just shake their kids, trying to tell them something?
哎，那个会伤豆腐花哎。
And then that actually is very damaging to the tofu brain.
你刚我买过豆腐花，拿到家坏掉，就是摇坏掉了，有没有
？You ever bring a tofu?
就刷起啊。
And then you on a grocery bag and you shake too much. By the time you get home, the tofu is already all mushy.
对啊，你在九九买的时候啊，看这个很漂亮，因为这个最没有被摇到，我拿回家坏掉，摇到坏掉。
You go to 99 market and you so carefully pick a tofu that's very carefully shaped, but then you, by the time you get home, because you were careless, and it was shaken so much that it becomes mushy.
叫做外力，因为你紧急刹车。
This is called what, emergency brake?
No, 就是外力，叫做 force.
Oh, this is external force. External force.
它那个 force 进来的时候，就像比如说，我现在就形容，比如说你刚刚紧急刹车了，你豆腐不是飞出来了吗？
And just like external forces, analogy like when you were driving fast and then all of a sudden you step on the brake.
对，或是你提的时候带子断掉掉下去，这个叫外力。
Or and then tofu flies to the windshield, or like when the bag that the tofu was in dropped while you were walking and then smashes on the ground.
一有外力，豆腐花就会散开。
And so when you have this external force, this brain, this like, so it becomes like mush.
啊，刚刚我形容，你可以连到了上面了吗？当这个外力来的时候，就是这样。听我，听我说话。
When this external force comes in, just like I described,
这样子。
It's like a dinosaur tongue.
我真的到现在都还很想笑。
And so I still remember that in my head.
那这个时候呢，就叫外力。
And so this when this happened, this is external force.
就是它不是自然的。
Meaning that it's not natural.
因为你不可能每一天讲话都是这样。
Because every day it's impossible for you every day to be kept up with that speed, with kind of like a dragon like a tongue.
Dragon 我没看过。那外
dinosaur tongue.
外力的东西就是不自然的东西。
And so what is external force is not something that is naturally.
好像我们现在在学习，对不对
？For instance, right now we are learning. We are
如果我现在在这边就是这样，你给我这样子，你们要听，你不听，我就不给你饭吃。
And so if I change my tone right now, I say, you have to listen, you have to do this, what I said, otherwise you won't have food to eat later.
你们没有报名的,等一下六点没有饭吃。
You who did not register, afterwards, you cannot eat dinner.
因为我宣布几次,你们不报名。
Because I broadcast so many times, but you still failed to sign up, so therefore, you didn't listen, so you don't get no food to eat. You walked in yourself.
对,还在旁边这样躲起来,这样子,等一下要吃什么吃。
He says, so you get nothing later.
比如说,
if, for example,
我这样子就是一种外力, 因为是不自然,
this is an external force because it's not very natural.
因为这不是我讲话的方式,
because this is not the way I would say.
所以你现在就知道我的意思,
and so you know what I mean.
不自然的东西就叫外力。
So anything that is not really natural, we will categorize that as external force.
外力一进来就伤脑。
If external force comes into the brain, then it hurts the brain.
伤脑哦。 那你现在懂我的意思吗?
You
如果我说你没有报名不准吃饭, 你看底下多少人会继续坐下来, 一定说,来造,来造,来造。
For instance, my example, I just say, if I said very sternly, I say, you did not sign up, therefore you can't eat dinner, how many of you will hold it in your head, and then after, in a while, get up and just
真的,
leave and say, you know what, it's not worth for me to just sit here and take this. Because it hurt your mind, hurt your brain.
你的脑马上评估,
because your mind will start going through this process.
此地不宜久留。
And evaluate and say, this place is no longer a place to stay.
自己要走还带十个人走。
And then I want to leave, therefore I will bring more people to leave with me because I'm unhappy.
下个礼拜跟你抗议。
And then next week I will rebel against you.
所以他的脑就这样转。
So that's how the brain works.
因为外力进来。
Because an external force comes into play.
没有办法学习。
An external force disables one to learn.
因为脑被摇到了,
because the brain has been shaken.
一摇到就不能学习,
once it's been shaken, then it can't learn.
你有再好的讯息都出不去,
no matter how good or how right that message can be.
这样懂我意思吗?
You understand?
我举一个例子就是说, 你不要看你现在这样做,
and so, an example, not just to look at how you are sitting now.
为什么要让你笑笑笑?
Why to enable you to keep laughing, laughing, laughing?
你每笑一次的时候, 你的脑神经就放松一次。
Because every time you laugh, the nerve in your brain start to relax.
你刚刚从现在笑五次了吧?
So you just laughed about maybe 5 times.
等一下我要讲的东西就会进去。
And then what I will say now, it will be absorbed in your mind.
我们,
it's not easy.
我们这样讲话不容易要你听啊, 哎呦, 你们很棒的。
For me to say it's not easy, yo. You guys are so great.
准备什么都没用。 我准备什么都没用。
No matter what I prepare will be useless.
其实就是让你放松。
But to let you relax.
放松之后我们讨论一下。
After you relax and then we discuss.
讨论的每一个字你就带回家。
And then everything we discuss, every single word, you will take it with you.
神要我们这样。
This is how God intended.
不用外力。
Not by really the external force.
因为外力的东西一来的时候,
because external force, that pressure will hurt the mind, the brain.
脑一伤到的时候, 它的循环会 confirm.
Brain is harmed, then the brain will not be able to confirm.
对, 它会 confirm 说它相信是对的。
It will confirm that what he believes in is correct.
所以他相信什么?
And what does he believe?
很恐怖。
And he will come to this conclusion that my mother is super frightening, so scary.
爸爸很凶。
And the dad is so angry. So mean. And so in his mind, everything that happens, every time it happens, it only confirms in their mind these two things. But then every day, all you want to do is only speak a few words to communicate with them. But because in their mind, they already confirmed these two things.
那这个确定事情不是事实。
And what they confirm in their mind is actually not the fact.
你要想哦, 我们也是一样。
So let's think about this.
你不要只想孩子哦。
We are the same, not just, let's say, not just the children.
我们都怪怪的。
We are all weird.
对, queer. 我们就这样一直转, 它就出不来了。
We keep processing in this cycle, and then we can't come out of it.
你看到的人, 你看到的事情就一直是固定的。
What you see of this person or that event will always just be just as you think it may be.
可是那不是事实。
But the actuality, the fact behind it is not as you think.
那只是因为一部分的外力曾经介入,
Because in the past there was an external force that let you experience this event or that person that way, and so you had this kind of experience.
啊, 我们就这样长大了啊,
and so this is how we grow up.
啊, 我们就这样生孩子啊,
and so this is how we also give birth to children.
啊, 我们就咕叽咕叽开始跟他玩啊,
and then we go this and this and we play with their children.
三岁以前都很好玩的,
and so before 3 years old, they're all very fun to play with.
三岁之后,
then after 3 years,
欸, 他有脑耶,
then, but hey, you know, they have a brain.
他就开始有想法了,
they have a mind of their own.
啊, 这时候跟你的想法就可能不一样咯,
and at this time, their mind may not be so much the same as yours.
啊, 这时候你就开始用什么?
Then what do you use? Then you start using this external force.
每天在那边发功啊,一用外力,
every day you train your external force on them.
啊,这样一直下去,
you put the force on them.
啊,因为他才三岁,
and so, because they're only 3 years old, their kung fu is not as good as yours.
And
so, they, by a flicker of your hand, they go flying to the wall. And then in their mind, they can only confirm one thing. He said, I must also practice kung fu. So one day I can also fight back. And so they endure for 10 years. And every day you go through the same cycle.
没有任何一次因为新的东西开始, 哎, 怎么样改, 它一直循环, 那它就一直确定,
and so every day, if you do the same thing on every situation, then it only confirms in their head.
很可惜, 它本来就是,
very sad.
它本来是一个很美的世界,
actually, in their mind, in the beginning, this is a very wonderful world. But in their mind, because there's only two of you, the parents,
对,
and because of the parents, they represent the whole world.
他不太抓得到我们的情绪,
they are unable to grab our emotions.
他就开始确定,
and so they start to develop this confirmation in themselves. And so it's very sad.
到了青春期, 青少年,
so when they are in their teenage years,
荷尔蒙进来了,
and when their hormones kick in,
荷尔蒙, 满不知道是好, 满不知道是不好, 就是荷尔蒙啦, 就来了, 啊来了之后, 他的脑开始变成这样子。
And so when the hormone kicks in, whether it be good or I don't know how to say it, but good or bad, this is what happens to the hormone.
荷尔蒙的介入的形状是这样子进来的。
This is the shape of the hormone, up and down, up and down.
那你看, 刚刚这个外力还在哦。
Now you look at this, the external force is still there.
然后它里面又本身出来了一个新的形状。
And now there's a new sine wave that comes into their life, the up and down.
那这是豆腐花。
And then this is their mushy brain.
所以它同时被两种不同的外力介入了那个脑。
And so now the brain have to endure both the external force and also this hormone, the different waves of hormones.
父母亲, 我们在这段时期的工作, 就是怎么样帮他降低这个外力而已。
And so for parents at this stage of their struggle, what you need to help them is how to minimize that external force.
怎么降低它, 我们的智慧自己去想哦, 讨论自己去讨论。
Use our wisdom to think how to decrease.
13岁到18岁的孩子,
13 to 18 years old children.
大部分的message已经进不去了。
At this time, most of the time, your message does not sink into their head.
因为他光是要应付他里面的荷尔蒙已经来不及应付你。
Because they already have to deal with their internal struggle, the hormones that they have to deal with, they have no energy left to deal with your external force.
没时间搞你, 他的,
they have no time for you to deal with your force.
所以大部分的时间是关房间的。
And so that's why most of the time you see themselves locked away in their own bedrooms.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
就是他不要再听了。
That means they don't want to listen anymore.
因为太厉害了, 里面。
Because there are so many things going inside, going around inside them.
可是我们没有去认识他,
but then we fail to go and understand them.
我们继续等那个门缝打开的时候, 冲啊!
And then we just wait for that crack on the door. Once the door cracks, then we rush right in.
反正你就是把握任何的机会, 你只要看见他, 你就要,
then you seek, take hold of any opportunity that you see your child, and then you go, and then you just overwhelm them with all what you got to say.
因为你很怕说, 这个机会错过了,
because you're afraid this opportunity passed.
怎么办?
Then what am I going to do?
如果错过了, 啊,
if I miss this opportunity to tell them what, then they're dead.
他是人。
But they're human beings.
他12岁以前跟你住在一起。
12 years, under 12 years, they stay with you.
他跟你住了12年。
They stay with you for 12 years.
除非你12年以来从来没有跟他说过话。
Unless in the 12 years that they were growing up, you never spoke to them.
不然12岁以前你所有说的话通通进去了。
Otherwise, the 12 years of age, whatever you spoke to them, they should have, it should all be absorbed into their head.
你千万不要小看他们哦。
Do not look lightly on them on this.
他只是没有做出来现在。
It's just that they do not manifest it, they don't do it.
不代表他没有进去。
Doesn't mean that they never heard it before.
他之所以没有做出来给我们看见。
The reason they don't manifest it, do it physically out for us to see.
是因为在12岁以前，他的脑的循环确定了一件事情，就是哦，住在这里很恐怖。
Because when the 12 years of living there, all their mind can confirm is that, wow, living in this house is so frightening, so scary.
所以他不安全，他不舒服，去做出这件事情。
So he has no insecurity, to do what he wants to do.
你会看见他来教会，他很开心，有一些。
You'll see that some children come to church and they're very joyful.
可是一转过来看见你。
And then once they saw, turned their head and saw you, and then they all shriveled up.
Go home, go home.
I said, go home.
就只有这样子。
And,
他刚刚明明很开心。
And that's what happens. But they're very happy before.
然后你就又听到说，诶，老师说他还不错。
And then you hear that the teachers come to you and say, hey, your kids were good today.
Yeah, 然后你怎么样？
And then what do you do?
啊，没有啦，坏死了。
He said, oh, no, you don't know how bad he is at home.
所以你看。他没有办法在一个安全的地方去做这些东西，可是他装进去了。
And so he has no space for this, for him to be feel secure, and all this comes into their head.
所以我们要了解的是，这样子的东西会造成他的心里面那个心啊，他到底在想什么
？And so all these kind of things, we must think how what kind of impact it does to the heart.
如果我们没有去想到他在想什么，我们就会继续用我们的外力去。
If we don't consider what's going on their inside, then you will only keep using our external force to try to mold them.
Okay. 你可以继续这样做，没有问题。
You can still continue to do this.
因为不是我的孩子。
Because it's not my children.
有一天他会告诉你。
But one day they'll tell you.
13到18的时候，message进不去。
13 to 18 years of age, the message does not go sink in.
不要紧张。
Don't freak out.
因为他的 message 会从旁边的朋友跟他的 community 进来。
Because that message now comes from their surroundings, their friends and the community.
13岁之后的脑的发展不再是从父母来的讯息。
Because the development of the brain from 13 years of age, that does no longer comes from the message of the parents.
聪明的父母这时候要去想，一，怎么降低荷尔蒙带给他的那个 shaking。
And so a wise parent is one who at that stage of their children, how to decrease all the extreme frequency of their children's hormone.
第二。
A second.
我怎么样把我自己变成他旁边的 community, 跟旁边的 network, 给他讯息。
Second is how I as a parent now transform myself, my role into his friends or that community, yeah. his surrounding, so I can still make an impact in his or her life.
你们最认识自己的孩子。
You know your children the best.
你要发明一个自己的方法。
You must invent your own way to go about it.
我没有办法教你们。
This is something that I cannot teach or you can learn from.
因为你认识他。
Because you know your children best.
你怎么变成他的旁边的人，你就要听他怎么形容他的朋友。
How do you adapt yourself to become as your children's friend? Because you can observe this from the friends he makes.
问他,
you can ask them,
你为什么这么喜欢跟这个朋友在一起?
Why is this person your best friend and you like to hang out with him or her?
妈咪很想学。
Oh, mom like to know.
我想要知道,
I really like to know.
诶, 怎么样?
Why is it this person that is so special to you?
同一句话, 你也可以变成别的口气。
And the same words you can be, could be said differently.
那么他收到可能就是你原来是要来骂我这个朋友。
And if you portray it differently, maybe in his mind say, oh, you want to know because you want to also scold at my friend.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们自己本身怎么样变成一个温柔、 谦卑的人很重要。
And so, mom and dad, it's very important how we become a gentle and a humble person.
这个只有你跟耶稣的关系。
And this comes back again to your relationship with God.
你这个没有动到的时候，你说出来的话都是很对孩子来说，他是觉得很伤的。
If you fail to touch this point, then everything that comes out of you will be kind of hurtful or painful for your children.
对啊，那好可惜，我们所有好的话他都听不进去。
And then,
因为是外力的关系。
And then it's very sad because what we all the message we say to them, well, they will not receive it because for them this becomes an external force.
Okay 吗？这是脑。
This is the brain.
豆腐花。
This is like tofu.
你们好像又进入到另外一个睡眠的状态。
You look like you've gone into another state of hypnosis.
Yeah, OK 的，因为你们的脑功能不是很好。
It's OK because your function, your brain is not so good.
因为我们每一个人大概是20分钟的脑神经传导，20分钟，所以你
because the way our mind works, we can stay focused about approximately 20 minutes.
这二十分钟我可能就擦擦黑板啊。
So after 20 minutes, I'll wipe the whiteboard a little.
因为再讲就是多的了，进不去。
Because whatever I continue to say, it probably doesn't sink into your head.
Yeah, 所以你要认识这个东西，一点点知识，连你跟孩子说话 ，OK.
And same thing like wisdom, you kind of use this kind of wisdom and then take a break here, and then you communicate this way with your children.
年纪越大呢，他的集中力越难。
The older they become, for them to retain or stay their mind to stay focused becomes even more difficult.
好像你们这样做，我其实都我不会觉得你们好专心哈，因为你们越大越难。
Because you, like for example, you guys are all sitting here. I don't feel like it's probably very difficult for you to focus.
对啊，因为你只是好像配合啦，给我面子啦，或是等饭吃啊，我也不知道。
You say, "Oh, I'm just here in order to fulfill a certain role, or don't make you look good, or I'm waiting for dinner later."
我不知道你的动机。
I don't know what is your motivation.
所以你再多人对我也没差。
So, however many more people, it makes no difference.
因为你只能集中一点点的时间。
Because you can only retain so much at a time.
所以你看，我就要又要开始讲一点笑给你。
And so that's why I need to say a little more funny stuff.
那你们可以这样学习去跟孩子说话吗
？And this is also something you can learn to communicate with your children.
我在 demo 给你们看。
I'm actually doing a demo for you.
那你为什么会觉得我想要听？
Now, well, how come you may think, how come I want to listen?
你可以走啊，现在。
You can leave right now.
是你想听。
But then you want to stay here to listen.
就表示有一些东西你会觉得说，哎，有帮助。
Because you feel, hey, there are some things that maybe is maybe helpful.
用这个去用到你的孩子身上。
To use this also with your children.
就是我现在示范的方法。
And this is the method I just demonstrated for you.
我有很激动的一些点在里面。
I have some exciting points in there.
可是那些点我需要让你放松了之后才出来。
But those points I will need to you to become at a relaxed state level in order for you to absorb it.
剩下的就没有什么了。
And then afterwards there's nothing.
好，来我们看一下投影片，给我一个不是蓝色的第一张投影片，没有蓝色，第一张 other color。
Let's look at the slide。
是不是 brown 啊，还是 red？ 我问后面的人，后面的脑也不是很好。因为我跳了他的顺序，
exactly.
你有没有发现那个脑是这样转的？你只要变心的。
You notice that once you disturb that cycle, it's very hard. So I know I interrupted the cycle for the back.
厉害。好
，very good，
谢谢啊，不好意思，这边呢是从那个我们要开始讲心理的东西，就是那个 heart 那个心。
Now let's talk more about the heart。
箴言啊，我们看一下。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs。
箴言
，Proverbs
第四章
，Chapter 4，
二十三节
，23。
这是一个我很喜欢的圣经节。
I really love this verse。
因为好多的专家在研究这个圣经节。
Because there are many professionals try to understand what this verse is saying.
到这个十年才开始发表这套的理论。
And only these late 10 years did they start doing this logic.
我现在讲的是专家，就是外面的人哦。你们很喜欢外面的人，对不对？
When I say professional, I mean people that is of outside do not have the same belief.
因为你们每次看教会，想啊，讲来讲去都这样而已，所以要讲一点专家。
And a lot of you probably like to and respect the professionals because this is what only the church can provide.
你们很信专家，不知道为什么。
And many members, you probably believe more the words of the professionals than within the church.
大专家是神啊，哈。
But the greatest professional is God.
神，你看，千年以前哦，写这个圣经。
And so many years, thousands years ago, it has already been written.
他感动所罗门写这个，他说一生的果效是从心出来的。
He says, keep your heart with all diligence from that of Solomon.
他说那个全部都是从心里这样。好像一个 spring 这样一直涌出来的。
And for out of it brings issues of life. Out of the heart bring issues of life.
那专家在现在因为有可以做扫描，才可以扫到我们的大脑里面它的一些根基基本的东西，但是是非常抽象的东西。
And so right now the technology is so advanced and professionals able to use some the medical technology to scan the waves of the brain.
那个。Brain 的东西告诉了我们一些很珍贵跟我们信仰有关系的资讯。
And actually, there are some things as precious pertaining to the results that they found, pertaining to our faith.
这些扫描的结果告诉了我们，我不知道你们已经有没有在学哈，跟你们分享。
I don't know if you ever heard of it, but I'll share this with you. These scans pertaining to our faith.
专家现在告诉我们说，人里面有一个最基础的东西在。一个看不见的地方被 program 过，被好像 program 怎么讲，就是被 set 被设计设定过。
According to their study on the brain scan, they said that man's life at one point, development of the brain has the way that it's developed, the thinking behind it has been programmed or set.
他说那个东西叫做 peace.
And he said the scientists say that this is called peace.
在心里的最底层的地方有 peace 这件事情。
At the bottom of the heart, there is this thing called peace.
所以在他的人生，从 baby 开始，在他的人生里面，只要一直离开这个，或是跑出去一点这个，这个人整个的 function 啊，功能啊，会乱掉。
And so, starting a child, young infant, once they get out of that peace, level of their heart,then everything is disrupted in their life.
那我们说 peace 是平安，对不对？
We say peace
平安
is peace.
Yeah, 可是平安很抽象，哦，很抽象啊，很抽啊。跟我见到你说啊，平安，哎，什么意思？
And so when I greet you and say peace, oh, greet with you in peace, what does that really mean?
什么意思？
What does that mean?
给你饭吃哦。
Do I give you food to eat?
什么意思？你要去想，你平常都在讲啊，平安，平安，平安，讲。
We say this a lot, peace to you.
哦，等一下没有撞车哦。
Oh, that what in the moment you don't get into a car accident?
它是 echo 回去犹太人最里面 Solom 最里面的那一个，就是说我用神的东西给你了，我把我神的东西给你。
And back and trace it back to Hebrew, shalom, that peace. What it's trying to say to you is, hey, what God has given me, I give to you.
我把我里面那个东西给你。
I give you the inners of me to you.
千年之后，专家才去研究说，为什么人在现在这个人这么容易忧郁。
And so scientists study today, after thousands of years, they say, how come in today's society, people go into such depressions?
原来里面有一个已经被设定好的东西叫做 peace。
Because inside us, there is something that's been programmed called peace.
那这个东西开始要日后，你五年，这五年、十年之内，你就会看到好多的书要出来了。
And then so in the next 5 years or within this 5 years or years after, you'll see a lot of books written about peace.
对，所有的教育的书啊，通通要跟着改。
And all the educating and all that books will now be changed.
啊，你们以前照书教的 ，Oops.
And all of you who went and taught your children by reference books will all be different now.
要换了。
And it'll all be changed.
哇，你的孩子已经十二岁。
Now your children is 12 years old.
所以你就要想，你跟着这些东西走，
So you gotta think of yourself, if you follow the reference book or outside teachings,
圣经告诉了我们,
but Bible has already taught us.
他说他一辈子是从心里面出来的。
Here it said, out of it, issues of life has been poured out of the heart.
他的心如果没有 connect 在神的事情上,
and so if a person's heart is not connected with God,
请问他的 peace 从哪里来?
Then where did that peace come from?
好了,现在我们家长很棒。给他 peace.
Okay, now our parents are superb, and so they are able to give their children peace.
来，你们随便举几个例子，你们怎么给他 peace?
You can give me some examples. How do you give your children peace?
给 peace 很简单，就是让他很觉得很快乐，很舒服啊。他不是就 peace 这样子吗？
To give them very happy, very joyful, isn't it? Then your children become so peace.
对，你这样就联想，你给他什么？
Then you think about this. What? So what do you do to enable them?
不要吃这个。
You say, I don't want to eat this.
Okay.
Okay.
吃这个。
I give you this to eat.
不要。
不要。No.
吃这个。
Or I give you this.
哦，你跟他魔术师咧。
And you're like a magician then.
一直变。
Then you,
这个。通常不要。
Create things out of nothing.
哦，要吃什么。
And then your children say, I don't want anything. And then you say, oh, what do you want to eat?
啊，这现在啊。
This is today.
给他 peace, 对不对？
And this is how you give him peace.
好，然后再来，
Another example.
我们现在往这边去。
We'll go into this direction.
不要。
I don't want to go there.
哦，那要去哪里？
Then where do you want to go?
哦，要去这里。
I want to go this way.
为了让给他 peace.
And so in order to give him peace, you go, okay, let's go this way.
从零岁开始。
So from zero age.
我们训练他成为王。
We have just, you have just trained your children to become kings.
And queens.
King and queens.
所以你们家有了王跟王后。
And so in your family now you have king and queen.
从那天开始你变成仆人。
And from that day forward you have lowered yourself to be a servant, a slave.
刚好和圣经的教训。
Just as it was said in the Bible.
那你就做啊。
Then you just do it.
一辈子啊。
This is your life.
你为什么有一天不做了？
Then how come one day you don't want to do it anymore?
你知道我的意思吗？
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
你就照这样做，很好。
Then just keep doing what you were doing, very good.
一辈子当仆人。
Every rest of your life, you'll be a slave.
他十四岁的时候不要来告诉我他为什么这么凶。
Then 14 years of age, don't come to me and say, how come your child is so mean?
因为从第一天你已经决定 take 这个 job.
Because from day one, you've picked for yourself to take this job.
没有得怨的。
Because so you should not regret.
你不要前只做六年，你 sign 好 contract, 你只做六年，六年之后你变成 queen。
And so don't try to sign the contract and after 6 years you try to be the queen in the house.
第一天你决定这样子做一辈子，我鼓励你，真的。
First day, I sincerely encourage you, if you pick that route, you have to do it for the rest of your life.
最多只是牺牲你而已。
The most is to you sacrifice yourself.
对啊，你不是很会牺牲奉献吗？牺牲掉啊，
you're
你的。
Very good at sacrificing and to pour out, then do it for the rest of your life.
这个世界就你牺牲，世界 peace 太平。
And then you sacrifice, and then there will be this peace.
啊，可是如果你第一天你决定要照神的东西的话。
But if the first day you decide you want to do according to God's matters,
你就要想。
Then you have to think.
专家已经说。Peace 是在最里面被 programs 做好的东西。
Even the professional scientists say peace already naturally programmed in the child.
你现在给他所有东西，只要离开这个最基本的东西的时候。
And so everything you give to the child, everything that beyond this level of peace.
其实是在 damage 他。
They will say that, oh, because you're damaging your child.
你现在其实就是在伤他的未来。
Then you are harming his or her future.
所以。在零岁开始的时候
，So at year zero of age,
boundary 一定要进来界限。
You must set a boundary.
界限跟 pattern 一定要进来，就是形式固定的东西。
This boundary and pattern must come into play.
好像有两条线在这里。
It's like two lines.
我们只能走在线的里面。
We can only walk in between the lines.
那这个东西因为和神的教训
，because this line is because it's according to the teachings of God，
和神的东西才会跟 peace 有直接的关系。
Only things in accordance with that of God will be connected with peace。
所以界限的意思是什么
？So what does it mean boundary？
记得哦，是六岁之前。
And let me just remind you again, before 6 years of age.
你不要听了这个，现在回去对你14岁的孩子说。
Don't go home to your 14-year-old children and say.
我先不讨论你的孩子。
I'm not going to say discuss about your children.
这个只能用到六岁。
This method is only for 0 to 6 years of age.
错过就没有了。
Once you go past that age, you can't go back.
就是六岁之前，你不设定界限，也没有给他一个固定的 pattern of life, 就过了。
If you did not set a boundary or a pattern of life,before the age of 6, then you gotta let it go and let it pass.
就过了，他就长大了。
You gotta treat it as you let it go because they grew up.
七岁之后，你那条线要画出来就很难。
Because after 7 years of age, you wanna draw that line for them, that boundary, it's very difficult.
越大越难。
The older they are, the more difficult it is.
所以你就要去想，这个是一个很重要的事情。
And so you must come to realize this is very important.
你们的眼睛现在告诉我说，你们的孩子都超过六岁，对不对？
From your eyes, I can see that your response more like, oh, my children after 6, are they hopeless?
Yeah. 在你哦，我们的身上，完全在我们的身上。
It all depends on us.
有神。
Because there is God.
好，那我再回来这边。零到六岁要设好固定的形式是什么意思呢？
What do I mean by saying from 0 to 6 years of age you have to set this boundary?
固定的形式是帮助他 shapen, 就是做一个心出来。
This boundary is to help them shape that heart.
零到六岁的孩子。他完完全全需要 pattern 跟界限。
For a child 0 to 6 years of age, it is essential for them to have boundary and pattern.
意思就是说，他需要这个。
In other words, they need it to survive. Yeah,
那如果我们每次父母都说啊，我们要给他最好的，对不对
？Now, if in the parents' mind, in your mindset, you say, "I want to give him the best. I want to just give him everything."
那他需要这个
，and they need that.
我们就要给他。
Then we need to give it to them.
你才配合里面脑的那个发展上去。
Then you are accommodating how their mind is developing.
因为那个是神给我们的 program.
Because that is the program set to us by God.
那他现在需要，可是他说不出来。
Now they need something, they don't know how to describe it or ask for it.
神让很多的老师告诉我们，我们孩子需要 boundary.
And so God has given us many teachers tell us that kids need his boundary.
那我们要听。
Then you need to listen.
因为这个固定的东西一定要在六岁前给他。
Because this boundary must be set before age of 6.
你不用担心你这样子限制他会有什么后果。
Do not worry too much if you limit them, what is the consequence?
因为他需要。
Because they need this
boundary. 就好像他要吃一样。
Just like they need to eat.
你就要给他吃。
Then they need to eat, so you give them food to eat.
六岁之前我需要界限，你要给我。
And so basically, before 6 years of age, they're saying to you, "I need boundary. You need to give me boundary."
六岁之前，我需要固定的生活的 pattern. 你要给我。
That before age of 6, I need this set pattern of life. You need to provide that for me.
啊，现在你就想。
Then you will think.
我怎么给他
？How do I give him this?
你要真的去想这个问题。
You really have to think about this.
如果你的作息是很奇怪的父母
，If your method is very strange,
作息他的。Daily routine 的
If your daily routine and schedule is very awkward,
有时候吃饭
Like for example, sometimes we eat.
有时候不吃
Sometimes we don't eat.
有时候有煮
Sometimes cooking.
有时候没煮
Sometimes no cook.
然后你们家通常忽然间来很多人
And all of a sudden your house comes many people, guests.
一下忽然间没有很多人
And all of a sudden there's nobody.
然后一下子你是一点钟才睡觉。
Sometimes you go to sleep at 1 o'clock.
好，太累，有时候就八点就昏倒了。
Or sometimes too tired and then you faint at 8 o'clock.
今天想就来教会。
Sometimes you feel like coming to church.
明天就不想来。
And next time you don't want to come to church.
这个就不叫做 pattern.
This is an irregular pattern.
懂吗？
There's no pattern.
这个不叫 pattern 的时候。
This is not a pattern.
六岁之前的孩子一直看这个。
So a 6-year-old child before that, they are constantly observing this.
就表示。他需要的没有拿到
，and that's to say that what they need they did not receive.
他没有拿到， 脑就开始发展别的东西。
And so when they do not receive this, their brain will reach out for other things.
好像我要吃，你一直没有给我吃。
Such as I want to eat, but you did not give me food to eat.
所以他需要里面的哦。我现在不讲生活，生活你一定顶呱呱。
I'm talking about the inner, not the physical things, the needs of life, because you guys provide that naturally.
里面。
I'm talking about the inner.
他要这个去建立 peace.
They need this boundary in order and some pattern to establish peace.
六岁之前，这个 peace 如果没有下去的话，以后就不 peace.
Because if this is not set before age of six, there will be no peace.
好，所以先想一想。
So think about this.
想一想看，就是说我现在的生活模式，就是我家如果有六岁以前的。我现在是什么样的 life?
And so, if those parents who have children before the age of six, think about the way you live your life, your pattern.
OK 吗
？It's OK.
好，又二十分钟，你们又不行了。所以
I think 20 minutes have expired.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.